Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. We are taking you through another hour here on a Friday, getting you ready for a football weekend. Cannot wait for all of the football this weekend. It's going to be great. If you want to win some HTO, now is your chance. You can do that by texting the short code TEA to the code 20357. You can win a free iced tea, including root beer, which is back. Root beer tea lattes. You can also win a coffee drink featuring free rain coffee. You can enter once per day, message and data rates apply. Good luck on that, everybody. Tommy, as we look at the NFL coaching cycle, not a lot of movement on the NFL coaching cycle. We're waiting. Do you think that's because we're waiting on these coaches that are still in the playoffs? Like, is there that much of a ripple effect? We don't usually see this. It doesn't feel like where you've only got one, right? We've only had one job filled.
Yeah. Vrabel to the Patriots is really the main one. I think that, yeah, that's part of it. Ben Johnson is probably going to have his pick of the litter. I know that he's been, you know, absolutely being courted by Tom Brady and the Raiders. But, you know, waiting on him, I think Aaron Glenn will probably land somewhere with the Lions as well. And I've heard some speculation about, like, Steve Spagnuolo. I'm not sure he's going to go anywhere, but there has been that conversation. And I know that there are a couple of other coordinators with teams that are still in the playoffs that might be part of slowing things down also. Honestly, I think that these are teams that absolutely feel like they have to do their due diligence and they have to absolutely feel confident and comfortable in who that person is going to be. The Cowboys situation with McCarthy and him getting fired so late in the game after Black Monday probably slowed things down as well.
You know what we've never really talked about? And I've seen people, we've obviously wondered about Andy Reid and his future. There hasn't been much of that this year as much as some others because everybody's been so laser focused on the incredible job he's done, honestly, and going for the three-peat and all those. You mentioned Steve Spagnuolo. Who is the heir apparent to Andy Reid? We talk about Andy Reid retiring almost every year, but we never talk about who would be next potentially if that were to happen. And I don't think it will. I think he loves this too much. But man, I haven't really thought about that. And Spags' name getting sort of, because I think Spags deserves another chance as a head coach. Like, just listen to the way players talk about him, right? And look at the job that he's done.
I actually don't know if I agree with that, to be honest with you. I love Steve Spagnuolo. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not saying he should be the heir apparent for Andy Reid.
Yeah,
he deserves another shot to be a head coach.
He's been phenomenal. I mean, just phenomenal as the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs. And they needed that desperately because it was so bad under Sutton before him. But remember, Steve Spagnuolo has had a couple of stints as an NFL head coach, and they've not gone well. Coached the Rams, and it was awful. He was, I think, the interim head coach for the Giants, maybe?
Four games. He got four games.
But even going back to when he was with the Rams, and I know that was 15 years ago, it was not good when he was the head coach of the Rams. So I don't think you can rewrite history and say,
he's going to be a great. Really bad for Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll their first go-rounds.
I get it. And don't get me wrong. Again, I love Steve Spagnuolo. He's been a great defensive coordinator, all of that. If I were him, honestly, I don't know if I'd want to go back in that role. Like, I'm really comfortable and really happy with what I'm doing and having a ton of success as the best defensive coordinator in the league.
I don't disagree with that either. I would look. Again, you always want a chance at it, right? Like if you're it's always nice to be in charge, but sometimes when you get up there but what if it's not Andy Reid? Does Spags still feel the same way? I'm not sure. I don't think he does. You know what I mean? Like I don't think if it wasn't the exact same setup that it is now, it wouldn't be. But that's what makes me think about that. Like, I don't know that Spags is going to take another job, but would he be the guy for the Chiefs if Andy Reid ever steps away
Still there? But remember, Steve Spagnuolo is 65, right? Like, he and Andy Reid are around the same age, you know? So now it looks a little bit different. Like, I think Spagnuolo, the way he carries himself and the way he looks, and, you know, he's got this energy. It's not unlike Pete Carroll. Like, he looks a lot younger than he actually is, and acts a lot younger than he actually is. So, maybe Spagnuolo's got enough gas left in the tank, you know, to make that work. I don't know. I don't think that it's going to be a situation where Andy Reid walks away.
I don't either.
But if he does, I don't know if I would make it just a given that Spagnuolo will be the guy.
So I'm just because I had to look. So obviously Bill Belichick didn't have a good first go around with Cleveland. He was 8 games under 500 over like 5 years. Pete Carroll obviously had his resurgence before he got back to the NFL. He had a decent record in New England. He was the coach of the team when they went to the playoffs a couple of times. So his go round the first time was a little better. But I don't know. It's funny to me that we haven't really talked about Andy Reid that way this year when we almost always do for like the last 4. And I don't know why that is. Probably because Travis Kelce's taking more of that sort of conversation's attention. It does feel more like Kelce may be done after this than Andy Reid may be done after this. Andy Reid, young and spry, giving Adam Teicher a well-deserved shout-out yesterday at the media briefing. Shout-out to Adam Teicher, by the way, who's always been very kind and generous with his time down there. Anytime I used to be on the beat, long, long, long time ago. Andy Reid just seems to be loving it. Travis Kelce loves it too, but at some point, like, physically, you get checked out of the NFL when the NFL says it's time, right? There's a physical component to it. Andy Reid could coach forever. Like, what's Andy Reid going to do? Like, you think Andy Reid's going to go sit down and be an analyst? Like, no. What's he going to do?
Andy Reid. You know, Andy Reid is going to go and probably like go on like a barbecue tour around the U.S. Like, get in an RV, drive to all the obscure burger joints around the country. Like, I could see him doing that. I think he would love doing that.
I don't think I could see him doing anything but coaching football. I mean, I think that's all he does. That's his thing. I don't know. He may coach 10 more years and I wouldn't be surprised by it. Like, it's interesting that we don't have that conversation, but I have never thought about who would take over if he does leave. I've never thought about that. Only if he would, I guess. Interesting. Commanders Lions is a game, Tommy, real quick. And we're going to pick all these in just a minute. We'll have our full cast in. We have not talked a lot about this game. And in that last segment with Felix Johnson, he mentioned the Lions might have the most to lose. I don't think I agree with that because of the injuries they have faced defensively. I think that fan base will be devastated if they were to lose that game, or quite frankly, any game, to be honest. But there would be a better like the Ravens, sort of like the Chiefs, like it's all lined up here for the Ravens, except for going to win these games. And their path is going to be brutal to get there. I get it. It's going to be brutal for any of these teams left. The problem and the reason I think theirs is so high is because Lamar has not been a good playoff quarterback. They've added Derrick Henry, and their defense is no longer a liability. There's no more excuses for Baltimore.
Yeah, here. But I don't agree that like they've got the most to lose, because I think that the Ravens altogether are poised to challenge for a while. I don't think that it's like they've got to do it this year or it's never going to happen again.
But which of these teams aren't?
I think that, in my opinion, I think the one that stands out to me. And it's not that they don't have the talent to do it moving forward, but I think the doubt starts to really creep in a lot for the Eagles. If they get bounced early, if they don't make it, I mean, like, they've been to the top of the mountain and they haven't, they didn't get it done. It hasn't been, I mean, remember, like, the Eagles haven't won a Super Bowl since Doug Peterson was the head coach. Nick Sirianni hasn't gotten it all the way done. I think that
when was the last time the Ravens won a Super Bowl?
Well, I'm not saying it's been forever. I'm just saying, like, this era of Eagles football hasn't resulted in a championship, and I think it calls into question whether or not Jalen Hurts can get it done. And I know that there are going to be people are going to draw parallels between them and the Ravens for sure. I just think the Ravens are built to be able to, if it's not this year, challenge a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. And I'm not sure it's quite the same way with Philadelphia.
So that's interesting. I think you just don't like Nick Sirianni, and that's a part of it. I get
that could
it.
Be a part. I mean, maybe a little bit of a part of it. I don't think Sirianni is a Super Bowl winning coach.
Well, that's fine, but neither is
Harbaugh.
McDermott.
Is. John Harbaugh
but
is.
But McDermott's not, and Dan Campbell's
McDermott
not.
Absolutely is. McDermott won a Super Bowl
winning coach.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said McVay. I was misunderstanding. Yeah, McVay is a yeah. Like, McDermott is not. You're correct.
I think that dynamic.
But John Harbaugh is.
Forever. Yeah, John Harbaugh doesn't have anything to prove. But Lamar Jackson's been maybe the best player in the league for a few years, and falls flat in the postseason. And Derrick Henry's no spring chicken either. They'll always be in it. Buffalo has plenty to lose too. Here, by the way, like don't miss it. Like, this is Buffalo's best shot. Also. That game is fascinating because it's both of these teams' best shot. Like, I think, and I know everybody, like, Steph Diggs is gone. Yeah, I get Steph Diggs is gone. Buffalo is really good, and they're really balanced, more balanced than they have been in any year with Josh Allen. He's going to win the MVP. There's a lot of pressure there, too. I think the Lions thing is a little bit of like the, cause the fan base wants it so much, but like, are the line, is this really the year with all the injuries the Lions have faced defensively? Is this really the year we feel like it's boom or bust for Detroit?
No, I don't feel
I don't
that way
think
at all.
It is either, but I've heard that a lot. I mean, yeah. Felix Johnson felt that way. I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't feel that way with them. I also don't feel that way with the Bills, because if they were going to fall apart and have a rebuild year, it would have been this year, and they proved that they weren't going to do that. They couldn't do that. They were not in that place. I feel good about them moving forward.
I think all these teams' arrows, by the way, are pointed in the right direction. Every team remaining. I love this postseason. It's going to be fun. We're going to pick these games, and we're going to do that next. Everybody joins us. Don't go away.
Seven five and 1240 K.